We pray. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. Yesterday afternoon, there was some discussion at the faculty meeting on the subject of modesty. And I recall that 6.5 years ago, I had presented a chapel on the subject of modesty. And so I thought that I would repeat that chapel today. This is not intended to be an answer to the concerns that are raised by some of you. In fact, you might find that certain aspects of this agree with some of your comments. So this is just a representation of what was presented 6.5 years ago, and you're going to find that some of your questions, in fact, many of your questions will not be answered with this. But I just want to look at what Holy Scripture has to say about the subject of modesty. Our student handbook says, keeping in mind the scriptural principles of modesty and the importance of learning that different situations require different levels of dress, the following guidelines will be our dress code. Cleanliness and modesty in dress are expected at all times. Now, I think we know what cleanliness is, but what is modesty? Is modesty a matter of personal opinion, so that one person's idea of modesty it can be different from another person's? If so, how in the world are we going to enforce this dress code? Well, listen to the words of our Lord from 1 Samuel 16. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. These words show us a fundamental difference between man and God. God is capable of seeing things that man cannot see, of seeing the inner thoughts and desires that are in our hearts. As for us, we live by our senses. Touch, taste, sight, sound, smell. These are used by man when he evaluates things and people and events. Man looks at the outward appearance. What does modesty have to do with this? Well, here's one dictionary's definition of modesty. Having or showing a moderate opinion, okay, a moderate opinion of one's own value, abilities, achievements, and so forth. Not vain or boastful. Unassuming. That almost sounds like a biblical concept, except the word that we usually apply to something like this is humility. Well, for that matter, modesty and humility go hand in hand. One who is modest, as well as one who is humble, does not draw attention to himself. Now, there are many ways in which we draw attention to ourselves. All of them have to do with outward appearance. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. We draw attention to ourselves by the way we talk, by the way we look, by the way we smell, and so forth. But why would we draw attention to ourselves? What is there in us that is worthy of attention? Any good thing that we have in our lives, any good thing about us, is a gift from God. And the attention should go to Him. Every evil thing about us, that is our own doing. So when we dress or walk or talk or perfume ourselves for the purpose of drawing attention to ourselves, then we are being immodest. And be assured that when you do draw attention to yourself, you're drawing attention to everything. You're drawing attention also to the evil that is in your life. Christians shouldn't be drawing attention to themselves. That is a thing of the world. That's why the world deliberately designs clothing for the purpose of attracting attention. And many times attracting attention to one's sexuality. The world does not understand modesty. It may know a definition, but it doesn't understand the concept. We're not of the world. And that's why the Lord tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It should be the desire of every one of us to draw attention not to ourselves, but to our God. So we should talk and walk and act and dress in such a way that we are not the center of attention. Rather, we will want others to see and hear and sense in every way that the God that we worship is the good God. It is the goodness of God that made us what we are. The goodness of God who in love provided us a way of salvation. The goodness of the Son of God who in love sacrificed himself in our place. The goodness of the Holy Spirit who in love reaches down from heaven, rescues us from sin and damnation by bringing us to faith in Jesus. And when the Spirit brought us to faith, he changed us. He made us different from the world. Modesty is more about what is on the inside than what is on the outside. If the inside is right, then the outside will be right. Many times our Lord has made this point. For instance, he says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. The Lord looks at the heart. He does not evaluate you or me based on what's on the outside, but on what is on the inside. And he knows that when the inside is right, the outside will be right. Look, Jesus already knows what is inside of us. We can't fool him. But sometimes we can fool ourselves. And so think about this. Think about what is on the inside. Ask yourself, why do I act the way I do? Why do I talk the way I do? Why do I dress the way I do? And be honest with yourself and with your God, who is listening to your thoughts. And pray that God will give you an inner attitude that always puts him in the spotlight and you in the shadow. And then whether you're male or female, whether you're young or old, modesty will be your attitude in everything. So let God be the center of attention in your life, not yourself. We pray. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. Hymn 398, verses 3 and 4. Thank you.
Saturday banquet. We have